like describing, where we are right now.
Yeah, for sure. So it's definitely like I love this space. I kind of treat it almost like a blank canvas. So
Ugh.
everything, it's like white walls, white furniture, and I just kind of let the art be kind of the what stands out. I also have a lot of inspiration just kind of tacked to the walls. So different photos that I love or artists that inspire me, I kind of move those around. And I also think it's kind of funny because my space is right in the heart of Chinatown. So
Yes.
it's very, for me, it's still like a very calming and tranquil space, but everything outside is very busy and
We're hearing it in the conversation.
least the contrast, which is interesting.
I love it. For me, I just want to share that it is super inspiring to be in a studio space because not only are you getting to look at all the beautiful pieces, but also all the tools that you use, right? So I'm like surrounded by brushes, and like, of course, we get to hear sort of like the energy from outside, but you have like great lighting
Yes.
coming in as well. So yeah, I think the beauty of the East Side Culture Crawl is that you also not only get to like see beautiful art and connect with artists, but also get to sort of see the space
Yeah.
that it gets created in.
And every space is different.
Right.
There is no two spaces, I can guarantee this,
Yeah.
that are alike,
Yes.
believe you me,
Yeah.
because there is not one artist that thinks the same, creates the same as another. There just isn't. And I
Absolutely.
think that's one of the things that's contributed to the success of the crawl, the growth of the crawl, and the interest of the crawl is that, you enter into a space like Tiffany's, and it's unlike any other space that
Right.
any other artist, even in the same in on the same floor, it's just going to be different.
Yeah.
What she was talking about in terms of the images that she puts up and the various items that inspire her,
Right.
gonna be radically different from
Yes.
what is in somebody else's space. So the
Exactly.
spaces in and of themselves are intriguing. And of course the art is really, really worthwhile coming to see.
Love it. Tiffany, before I kind of like end with one of my last questions for you both, can you share how we can connect with you online?
Yes, for sure. So I have a website and it's tiffanyblazeart.com.
Awesome.
My last name is Blaise. And then my social media is at Tiffany Blaze Art.
Awesome. And again, I will put all that information in the show notes. Before I sign off, guys, I love to talk
All right.
about food. So my question to both of you, whoever wants to go first, is what is either the last really awesome thing that you made recently? Maybe I'll go with that.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
as with many of us, I think that we're a lot of us are switching more to a plant-based diet. I'm, slowly moving. I was semi-vegetarian, a couple of decades ago, and then went back to eating, everything. But we are cooking a little bit more with the plant-based. And so I made this tart which had a pumpkin seed crust. Fantastic. Lots of butter though.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, the butter very good.
Yeah.
And it had acorn squash, it had zucchini,
Oh.
and it had butternut squash. Had some cheese, sharp cheddar cheese in
Okay.
that mix. Garlic and some cayenne pepper.
Nice.
Fantastic. I have to
Hey.
admit, it was a really good combination.
Hey, now I'm getting hungry. Okay. I
The crust was great.
can imagine. That is awesome. Okay, passing
Well,
it on. Tiffany.
I mean, one thing that I made recently that's kind of like a recipe that I just go back to because it's so good is like this pan chicken, but it's
Oh,
actually
yes.
It has capers and you
Ooh.
roasted like croutons, and you just kind of put everything together and put this like tangy lemon sauce, and then it just kind of all like caramelizes, and it's so
Hey.
good.
Hey. I love it. I love it. Now I hope everybody is ready to eat. All right. And thank you both so much for chatting with me today. I'm really looking forward to coming to the East Side Culture Crawl later this month. And listeners, I hope you also are going to be joining as well.
Please do come. You're
Yes.
very welcome. Thank
Thank you.
you.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm so excited that the interview actually got to play. Yay! So that was my chat with Esther Rosenberg and Tiffany Blaze with East Eye Culture Crawl. They are welcoming visitors into the studios and workshops of East Side Artists in more than 80 registered buildings across the East Side Arts District, which spans from Columbia Street, First Avenue, Victoria Drive, and Waterfront. If you're interested, I recommend that you head over to culturecrawl.ca to get more information. And don't forget that it's literally just around the corner. It is November 20th to 23rd. Now I'm going to have a set before I get into another live interview this time, but I've got a set of some tracks that are perfect for a rainy day. Because that's what's going on right now. So enjoy.
This is Bird Note. Eagle pose. Crow pose. Peacock pose. Each of these bird-inspired yoga poses has deep roots in Hindu mythology and philosophy. Eagle pose in Sanskrit is Garudasana. Garuda is a giant mythical sunbird with a golden body and eagle's beak. His wings have so much power that by flapping them, he can stop the spinning of heaven, earth, and hell. Crow pose or Kakasana harkens back to a legend in the Indian epic, the Mahabharata. Many Hindus believe that crows bridge the worlds of the living and the dead. In an annual ritual called Shraddha, people cook a feast for the crows outside to satisfy their ancestors who have passed on. Peacock pose, or Mayurasana, is a challenging arm balance pose. The peacock in Hinduism is a symbol of beauty, grace, and pride. Legend says that the peacock used to have dull feathers, but during a battle, it shielded Indra, the god of the heavens. In return, he made the peacock's feathers iridescent. Next time you take a yoga class, breathe deeper, stretch longer, and rise higher by channeling the ancient energy of these fearless birds. For Bird Note, I'm Trisha Mukherjee.
And some say the funk kept going.
I do what I wanna. I do what I want. I do what I wanna. I do what I want. I do what I wanna. I do what I want. I do what I wanna. I do what I
wanna. Got no drama. Put this music on my back, boy. They gon' shoot they shot, but I just got it off the backboard. King things when I sing things, they be ringing on my life. They be like, ring ring, is this dirty? Please, I need you in my life right now. Got your mom flipping in my crowd like, wow. Try to lead a throne, but they love when I get down. When I come around, I don't really swear, but I swear they scream, holy shit, holy shit, holy cow. I'll be going till they cut off all the stage lights, yeah. I'll be grinding till they learn to spell my name right, yeah. Just a Midwest brother with a praise kink. I don't care what they gotta say, yes, it's nice things.
High-key haters never like me. IDGAFC, I'm just gonna live. Check, but I am gonna be alright. High key haters never like me. IDGAFC, I'm just gonna live my life. I get they don't know my name yet, but it's on the check, but I am gonna be alright.
they still OMGing when they see me. It's like, oh my god, I'ma take my girl and we gon' twirl, yeah, we gon' promenade. I just made a couple $1,000 off my camera phone. Bucky beat this beat up like it's breaking in and home alone. I'm so junk-alicious, I don't think that you can handle this. I'm a fast on liquor, but I really like a cannabis. Hi, I'm a real nice guy. Let me roll up to your crib. I could take you for a ride with the windows down. But I am getting ahead of myself. Let me go quick and raise the bar, a brother just put on the shelf. Oh, label free like yeah, nerdy like yeah, weird buzz like
high key. Hey, there's never like me. I-D-G-A-F-C, I'm just gonna live my life. I get, they don't know my name yet, but it's on the check, but I am gonna be alright. It's never like me. I-D-G-A-F-C, I'm just gonna live my life. I get, they don't know my name yet, but it's on the check, but I am gonna be alright. It's never like me.
So does the sun rises the moon. Gaye. Qui côté me senti sens l'ambien mariné qu'on crée à quand y'aime fait miracle à demain gèle. Pas qu'on est pour qui ça y a traîné. Les pour faire move c'est pour marcher qu'on fait l'air. Avant mal noyé tête moi non bol clair aime fait ménage dans tête femme en plus mal changé râle. C'est pour ça ça m'a fait c'est pour tête femme. Les femmes qui a grandi mais ça blédit m'gon pitié. M'ba j'aime la caille, m'son bon nomade. M'ba j'aime rétu place qu'on re les pieds poudrés. Moi qu'on l'a même, moi pas j'aime qu'un bécrasse. Pile ou face ouvre les paillets ça fait longtemps m'ba gon chiasse. Chaque jour même bagay, nous vin pour travail, sous on chante bataille, pas vin pour piller. C'est bon vibe, moi vin bye. Si on négatif, ça m'a tout, c'est bye bye.
Gaye, 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 gaye.
Moi pas gaye, abgade m'bisa. Nous ple connaît qui moun ki la. Bisa, vraiment pas gachita. Gade qui j'en m'a pas won ti pa. M'fè yon la. M'zouvin la, en tournée la, volot la, ou remè ça, m'zou kon ça, en alpiba. Moi j'étais devant télé bol céréales nan même, télé encrasé, trop soufflette nan tête. Moi mandé un grand maman pour qui ça wap kalil, li gade m'nan zoom, li dim se pou diable en sorti. L'aime tes timonio, te kon de visage, m'yore les nek chabon, non moi c'est nek marron. Chaîne qui t'es nan pied, m'l'écrasé depuis longtemps. Kounia nan vidéo, mais c'est nan kounou mes chaînes. Sac matériel, lit temporel. Femme sa si belle ou ta remel gon jimel. Tabio tout nem ou quitte max sequel. Map danse à conforme, ma kon nouvelle semelle.
Gaye, 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 gaye.
Gaye ap gade m'biza. Nou ple kone ki moun ki la. Bisa vremen pa kachita. Gade ki jan ma pa wan ti ba. M'fè yon la. Ou tim kon sa. M'zouvin la. An toune la. Volot la. Ou remè sa. M'zou kon sa. An alpi ba. Mwen pa gaye ap gade m'biza. Nou ple kone ki moun ki la. Bisa vremen pa kachita. Gade ki jan ma pa wan ti ba. M'fè yon la.
Hope you enjoyed that set, which I feel that was perfect vibe for a rainy day. First, we heard IDGAF. You know what that means, by Nerdy. It gave a little Chance the Rapper vibe. I really liked it. I really digged it. Then, first and foremost, big up to music director Connor Ashton for letting me know that Kelly Moonstone has been added to the digital library, because we just heard Moon Rising by Kelly Moonstone. And again, there's that moon synergy energy vibe that I am so connected to. I highly, highly, highly recommend listening to their album, New Moon. It is so perfect, so chill. I love it. And then lastly, we got to hear from Montreal-based hip-hop artist Wahili with Rad. You're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territory. And guess what? I have another interview in store for you today. This time it's a live interview with CJSF volunteer Hazel Hoffman Miller to chat about some events that she's attended recently. We'll chat about the SFU Bank's off-campus Day of Action event that happened last week at the SFU Burnaby campus. And then also yesterday there was the bank switch party, and that happened last night at SFU Burnaby as well. Hi, Azel. Thank you so much for joining me on Open Mic this afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really, really excited to be on air here and excited to talk about these events.
Awesome. Okay, so last week I mentioned that you went to the SFU Banks Off Campus Day of Action. Can you tell me a little bit more about that event?
Yeah, so it was hosted by the SFU Climate Action Club, SFU 350, and it was showcasing an art exhibition by George Rammel called Mapping the Tipping Point. Anyone that was on SFU Burnaby campus in the sub would have seen it over this weekend. It was just this beautiful, massive, detailed collage artwork that had watercolor, felt pen, and images put together. And this thing was massive. There was ladders and stuff you could climb up to read the things at the top. It was you couldn't take it in even if you stood there for a whole hour.
Quick question before you continue. Did you get the opportunity to take any photos?
I believe that there were photos taken by the SFU 350 club.
Awesome.
I didn't take any photos myself because I think they were... other people are doing a better job at it.
I feel you. And what was your feeling of it? When you soaked that whole exhibit in?
It was so immersive. Mm-hmm. And especially because the artist was there and he would come up to you and talk to you about it and talk about his research process working on it over the past year. And it was just so incredible and detailed and scaled up.
I love it. And quick question before I go to my next question is, how did you hear about it?
I volunteer or I'm a part of SFU 350.
Awesome.
So it was just one of the events that they're putting on, but they were advertising around the Burnaby campus for people that were interested.
So all the folks that are up on the Burnaby campus, pay attention, keep your eyes open. Things are happening, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. And then is there anything you wanted to share about that exhibit before we chat about the event yesterday?
Just that it was really beautiful. And I believe that he might be showcasing it in other places. So keep an eye out for Mapping the Tipping Point exhibits, because I really think that everyone should see it. It's so beautiful.
And just an inside scoop. I'm hoping to get an interview. I'm
really
hoping
exciting.
To get a future interview. So stay tuned. We'd love to hear more about the exhibit, from the artist's voice, and then also to hear about the other places that it might be showcasing, right? So I can't wait for that. And then, yesterday was the bank switch party. Tell me about that.
So that was another event put on by SFU 350 that was kind of set up by the first one. It was a really chill vibe.
Hey.
They put out a lot of food. They had sushi and donuts and stuff.
Nice.
And there was a prize raffle I think the prize was a gift card to Iron Dog Books.
Oh, nice.
And they put on a presentation on just kind of how to switch banks and their reasoning for it. And honestly, I just so highly recommend attending SFU 350 events, because the club leaders, the people that run it, they were just so kind and helpful. And it was a really, really fun event to attend.
And I just want to add to that, yes, they are very kind and helpful, because I also stopped in yesterday because I was here late at the station just for 2 seconds, because Hazel, I knew you were there. So I'm no, I don't want to. But I will say that they were so kind. They were do you want to, do you want to put your name in for the raffle? I was no, I would hate to win and not be here. So, but they had stickers and zines that you could have got by donation and things like that. So they had a combo of free and donated options, and then food.
Yeah, the food was really good.
Yeah, you see, we're always talking about food here on this show. I love it. I want to thank you so much, Hazel, for stopping by. Is there anything else that you wanted to share about yesterday's event?
I think that just people should keep their eye open for other SFU 350 things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not to put you on the spot or anything, but they are also online, right? Like on Instagram or something?
Yeah, you can find them on Instagram, on Facebook, I believe.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, again, Hazel, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nicole.
Yeah, and I hope Hazel comes back with more with more updates and more sort of like feedback on events that you've attended, because this was super awesome. And my gosh, I am coming to a close for this episode of Open Mic this Thursday. I want to thank you all for listening. And you know that we broadcast from CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, BC. And before I make my way for Free Voices to start their show, I'm going to play a final track that I located on our digital library. And it is an old school track. I'm so thrilled about it. So stay tuned here for Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa.
Party people. Party people, can you get funky? So silent force, can you get funky? The Zulu Nation, can you get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. Man, my just getting so fucking hot, hit me. Yeah.
Rock and don't stop it. You gotta rock it, go.